from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
From the Montezuma Mesa, Sean Lewis is the Aztecs head football coach, getting ready to start his first season. On May 25th, Dylan Cease pitched against the New York Yankees at Petco Park. Why am I bringing this up? Because on that day, Sean Lewis threw out the first pitch at Petco Park.
Coach, that's a good point.
Do you remember, Coach?
What's up, guys? Yeah, I remember that night.
And I don't know if you saw what Dylan Cease did today with the no-hitter, but everybody's...
No, right?
Yeah,
everybody's... Second one in Padres history, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, you are not mistaken, Coach. You're on top of it, and I know you're very busy. You got a lot going on. Hey, great to have you on the show. We appreciate it. And give us a little update. I can't believe it's like just a tad more than a month before you get to play your first game, and I imagine you're about ready to run through a wall right now.
Yeah, guys, it's exciting. I mean, obviously there's been a ton of work that's been done by the staff and more importantly the kids, you know, ever since we got rolling in January here. But the guys will finish up our 8-week summer conditioning phase tomorrow morning with one last run with Coach Sobel. And then we'll have an extended weekend for a little bit of R&R to get refreshed and get their minds right. And we'll report to camp, you know, next week. And then, shoot, a week from today, we'll get rocking and rolling and maximize, you know, the month of August that we have to get right and to become a team and to be able to go out and execute and defend our home turf on August 31st at Snapdragon against a really good Texas A&M Commerce team.
Coach, let me ask you, now that you've had this job for a while and you look back at the first, I don't know, 6 months or so since you've been hired, what about the job has been kind of what you expected? And what about the job has maybe surprised you a little bit over the first 6 months? Something maybe you weren't expecting as much.
Yeah, I mean, the number one thing that jumps to mind is the tremendous support of the administration and President De La Torre, and obviously how important athletics are to the fabric of our university. I knew that was going to be the case. but to have their support, to have their encouragement, and to have their backing with all the things that we feel like we need to do to consistently bring championships, you know, here home to the Mesa again, that has been outstanding. You know, the thing that, you know, probably maybe was a bit of a surprise, you know, I was probably pretty naive to think that, hey, coming to San Diego, you know, not a small college town, maybe able to, you know, blend in a little bit more and kind of get lost on, you know, a little bit of downtime that I have or that my staff has. And it's just been amazing everywhere that we go, you know, with the support of the community. Man, you're not blending in at all. And the staff ain't blending in. Our players aren't blending in. And everyone is dying to have a winner and to pack Snapdragon and to have an exciting brand of football in all three phases. So, you know, that was probably just a little bit more naivete on my part, thinking that, you know, hey, in the big city, be able to escape a little bit. But, man, that is a welcome surprise and, you know, greatly, greatly embrace that.
We're talking to the Aztecs football head coach Sean Lewis here on 97.3 The Fan, and I got two questions for you. One very serious question, or they're not serious questions, but one's kind of a joke question. How much sleep do you get? Because you have incredible energy, and I need to learn your secret if you're not getting that much sleep.
I'm at my best when I can get about six and a half hours of sleep. So
okay.
Typically, I'm pretty regimented, and by about 10:30, 10:45, I'm down,
okay.
And then the alarm's going off about 4:30, 4:45 to go. You know, but again, we were just talking about it as a staff actually yesterday. You know, just finding the ways that are unique to yourself to keep your energy up, because we are in the energy transfer business, right? And we got to be full so we can pour into these kids. You know, so just hey, whether that's daily readings, I enjoy doing that and enjoy working out. Like those are things that keep my battery up, keep me, you know, energized and charged. And it's pretty easy when you got a great group of young men that you get to pour into, and obviously a fabulous spot like San Diego State to do it.
Well, thank you for entertaining that question, Coach Lewis. My actual question is going to be this one. As Chris said, the season's almost here. What are the most intriguing storylines for Aztecs fans to keep an eye on during preseason camp?
Yeah, I mean, the two biggest things are, you know, how we continue to grow and improve and come together along both of our fronts, the offensive line and the defensive line. I'm a big believer that the game is won there. As much as the game has evolved and all the changes and trends that are going on, there's still a physicality that needs to be established along both the offensive line and the defensive line. So, you know, excited for the new pieces that we've added, excited for the guys who, you know, were held out during spring practice because of injuries and things like that, to have everyone up and available to really fortify and to build the physicality of our team along both lines is going to be a great storyline to pay close attention to. And then the other piece is, you know, it doesn't matter what level of ball it is, you need a quarterback. And, you know, we got a very deep quarterback room, and the competition in there is going to be fierce, and looking forward to see who comes out of that quarterback competition, you know, as our starter and is going to be our guy as we go forward.
Sean Lewis is with us, and just a quick aside, Coach, you mentioned you get up at 4:30 every day. You have to get up at 4:30 every day if you're going to be a surf pro like you're heading towards. We saw your clip of your surfing. But, you know, it's great to see you, you know, just jump into the San Diego, into this community. And I think, you know, the people have welcomed you because you have welcomed San Diego. And, yeah, I think everybody really is excited by your presence in this team. You look around the conference, you're obviously a new coach. There's eight new coaches total in this conference in the Mountain West. I know you're still looking on opening day, but as you look down the road a little bit, is it a little difficult to get a read on exactly what we're up against this year? Or are you just going to focus on your club for now?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably a little bit of coach speak, but I'm always going to be more obsessed and about my club, and that's always going to be top of mind. But to your point, yeah, I mean, it's a little bit of chasing ghosts in the unknown within the conference, not only with the AU coaches within the league, but then also, you know, all the roster turnover that has taken place because of the new coaches and the transfer portal and the different pieces that have come and gone. So, yeah, I think it's always critically important to, you know, again, obsess about, you know, your team and, you know, the impact that you can have within your own building. And then regardless of who happens to be the next gray faceless opponent that's going to line up across from us, you do your due diligence and you give them the respect of obviously preparing for them throughout the course of the week. But, you know, our plan to win is about the things that we can control. And those are the people and what we do and how we do it within our building.
We're talking to Aztecs football head coach Sean Lewis here on 97.3 The Fan. And last one for me, Coach, thank you so much for the time. We had three of your players in studio a few weeks ago to kind of observe our radio show and just learn what it's all about, learn kind of what the media ins and outs are. And I think it's awesome that they did that and they have interest outside of football. Do you encourage guys to do things like that and look ahead to life after or outside football?
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the tremendous advantages of our great city, right, is where we have all these tremendous opportunities, whether it's coming into the studio with you guys and being able to learn that craft, or one of the other numerous companies or relationships that we have within the community, so that guys can always kind of be thinking about life after ball, right? I mean, whether that is when they're done here on the Mesa playing their last snap, or it's after a great NFL career. I mean, at the end of the day, you're going to look up and there's a whole, you know, another chapter that needs to be written. And I want our guys, you know, to be elite in all things that they do, and obviously to do a great job, you know, on the field. But I don't want them to be defined just as football players, right? Playing football is something that they do, but I want them to be well-rounded young men and, you know, just get out in the community as much as possible, grow with shadowships, internships. Those opportunities, they're second to none, that, again, I feel very fortunate that we're able to provide because of the support within our community. It's second to none.
I can tell you right off the hand, Coach, Dalshawn Staley, your new safety from Kansas City. If you need somebody to call out your defensive signals, he's got a pretty good voice, because he did a good job in studio, and he was very inquisitive and, you know, very much fun to hang around.
They asked a ton of questions.
They were great. Yeah. They were really great. It was a lot of fun having them in here. Last thing, Coach, and again, thanks so much for the time, because you are so busy for sure, but the fans want to know this. I mean, you're 4-8 last year, et cetera. This happened, that, but the Aztecs had won the 10 games, the 9 games, had been to bowls. What can you put any cap on how much of a turnaround you can have in one season? What is your attitude, and what is your whole theory as you kind of talk to the people around San Diego, and how much you'd like to get done here early?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing for us is to maximize each and every single day. You know, we have a mantra that we've installed and, you know, established since day one, called be the alpha. And we define that as improving and competing today, right? To stack all these plus one days. And that's really what it's about, right? To be in the present, to improve and become a better version of yourself day in and day out, compete against yourself, compete against your brothers in the building, so that iron sharpens iron as we go forward. And I think it'd be unfair to the kids right now to say, hey, we're a bowl team, we're a 6-win team, we're a 7-win team, you know, when I don't know by, you know, the end of camp and where we're going to be a month from now, you know, what that looks like. You know, I don't want to put a ceiling on this crew. I think we got a tremendous, you know, group of young men that are exceptional in all areas of their life. I feel very fortunate with the staff we've been able to bring here, and excited to do the work day in and day out. And, you know, when we look up at the end of this thing, I think we're going to like where we're at.
Well, we're really happy to have you, Coach. And speaking for the rest of the Aztecs for Life that are listening to the show, that's me, Aztec for Life, and really excited to have you personally. Look forward to going out and seeing your club play and hopefully catching up with you during the season. Thanks for giving us an update. We really appreciate the time.
Yeah, guys, thanks for the opportunity. Go Aztecs.
You betcha. There he goes, Sean Lewis.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run! Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.